Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of The Chain. That's right, this is a new show where essentially I ask you, the listener, to send in any song, pick a card, any song. And I will play that song that you send in, hopefully with an audio message, or it could be just on Twitter as a suggestion. And then we'll see where my mind takes me. You see, my mind works in very odd ways. I like to call it intermusicality. That's right, intermusicality. What does that mean, I hear you ask? Well, I like to think of it as my mind making connections between the most bizarre things. So when I think in musical terms, and I think of music, and I think of lyrics. It's really strange. I can't explain it, but people get very angry with me because every time they say something, I'll usually think of it relating to a song. Like if somebody says whatever, I'll suddenly start quoting Liam Lynch's whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki and she was like, and I'm like, whatever. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, it's how my mind works. Now, remember, if you want to send me any ideas for songs to select, and they can be any songs from anywhere, it's just as long as they're safe to play on radio, as it were, you can get in contact with me at jazzgbo, that's jazzgbo on Twitter. And I believe you can send voice messages on Twitter, though it may be difficult to do. We'll look into a system for doing that. So anyway, let's get started, shall we? Our first contribution is from the illustrious Benjamin Van Hook, who you will know is a member of the Burst team. Here's Benjamin Van Hook with his suggestion.
Now here's my choice for Off the Chain. I've gone for the Rolling Stones with Wild Horses.
Thank you very much, Ben. That was Ben suggesting Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I act. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. 'Cause wild horses can drag me away. Couldn't drag me away. I watched you suffer. Dying pain. Now you decided show me the same, but no sweeping exits. Off stage life could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses. my freedom. But I don't have much time. Faith has been broken, and tears must be cried. Let's do some living.
And that was Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones, courtesy of Benjamin Van Hook. Ben, thank you. First thing I thought of when I heard that, you see, first thing that came to mind was a little-known band from Northern Ireland called Throat. Why did I think of Throat? Well, you see, they did a cover version of a well-known song by the band The Osmonds, as in Donny Osmond of Puppy Love fame. That's right, they did Crazy Horses. And here it is now, Throat, Crazy Horses. And that was Throat with Crazy Horses. I hope you enjoyed that. I think it's a great cover version, and it's a band that's not heard much these days. Anyway, so where do I go from there? Where do I go from there? What's the first thing that came to my mind? First thing, Throat. I had a bit of a cough earlier. That's right. Just let me clear my throat. God damn. DJ Cool would Let Me Clear My Throat.
the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. One, two, three. Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah. Some of y'all don't. Some of y'all might get with this, and some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. To the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time. To the beat and you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick a pimp up a cool rap to rock, and I can still rip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, they'll go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo Flex and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more, cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of fees, and swing like a man on the fried trapeze. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the right show, please. Yeah! Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here. Now, if y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, let me hear say, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise. One, two, three, come on now. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, to all the brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise! Now, let me clear my throat. You don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like I love y'all to get here. Damn. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all madly. Special dedication going out to Melo T, Walt Beater Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank Steve and Lorenzo Ice-T. And if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
And that was DJ Kool with Let Me Clear My Throat, released back in 1996. And that version was actually recorded in Philadelphia. You can hear the audience in the background really enjoying themselves. I think it was at the Bahama Bay Club. Could be wrong. It's a long time ago now. But I remember that joint coming out and people were loving it. Loving it. So, not many people know this, but Let Me Clear My Throat actually comes from a Beastie Boys track from License to Ill, released in 1986, I believe that album was. Least much later, though, was Sabotage. And here's the Beastie Boys with Sabotage. And that was the Beastie Boys with Sabotage. Hell of a song. Hell of a video. I'm sure many of you have seen it. It was in constant replay on MTV when I was growing up. You know, with all the 1970s cop show things going on. Absolutely fantastic stuff. I believe it was directed by Spike Jonze. I believe so. Could be wrong, but that's what my memory is telling me. You know what else Spike Jonze did? He did the video for Weezer's Buddy Holly. Here's Weezer with Buddy Holly. What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? But you know I'm yours, and I know you're mine. We just like money. And that was Weezer with Buddy Holly. Very well-known video with that, set back in the days of Happy Days with the Fonz, Richie Cunningham, who of course has gone on to be a very well-known director. But when I think of Weezer and think of Buddy Holly, reminds me of course of the well-known singer Buddy Holly, who died, sadly, in a plane crash in Alaska in 1959, along with two other people. One of them was the big bopper of Chantilly Lace has a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a what? Yeah, Chantilly Lace. And the other was Ritchie Valens. And Ritchie Valens, of course, most famous for his song La Bamba. So here's Ritchie with La Bamba. Was the dearly missed Ritchie Valens with his song La Bamba. You may not know this, but Ritchie Valens' life was turned into a movie back in the 1980s called La Bamba. And there was a cover version of La Bamba created by the well-known Spanish, well, Mexican band Los Lobos, who also did the soundtrack, or contributed quite directly and starred in the soundtrack to Robert Rodriguez's trilogy, known as the El Mariachi series. That being El Mariachi, Desperado, and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. And here is their track from Once Upon a Time in Mexico, La Pistola y el Corazón, The Pistol and the Heart.
Que aquí no hay remedio de lo que siento yo, de lo que siento yo. La luna me dice una cosa, las estrellas me dicen otra, la luz del día me canta esta triste canción. Esta triste canción. Los besos que me diste, mi amor, son los que me están matando, que mis lágrimas están secando.
con mi pistola, mi corazón. Y aquí siempre paso la vida con la pistola y el corazón. Porque no se me deja este dolor que tengo yo, el dolor que tengo yo. Esta noche tan oscura, con sus sombras tan tranquilas, el viento me sigue cantando esta humilde canción. Esta humilde canción. Los besos que me diste, mi amor, son los que me están matando. Ya mis lágrimas me están secando con mi pistola y mi corazón. Y aquí siempre paso la vida con la pistola y el corazón. Con la pistola y el corazón.
And that was Los Lobos with La Pistola y el Corazón. The pistol and the heart. Funny, I actually was stumped for a minute thinking, what am I going to talk about? Who am I going to do? And I thought, oh God, Spanish singing reminds me of a band back in the day, a band who, well known for their beats on the streets. I'm not Kieran, so I'm going to stop doing that now. Well known for their beats and their rapping when I was growing up. I was a big fan of this group. And they released an album completely in Spanish, and it kind of became a mainstay of some of the tracks I was listening to growing up at school. That band was Cypress Hill, and this is How I Could Just Kill a Man.
Just a little one of those funky Cypress Hill things, you know what I'm saying? As we go a little something like that. Hey, stop, stop, I want you passing. You're missing the hooter of the funky Buddha. A looter of your wick-wack styles that get wicked. So come on, it's like we'll start to kick it. Cause we're like the outlaw stride, and we're suckers are hiding. Jump behind the bush when you see me driving by. Hanging out the window with my Magnum, taking out some poodles. Acting kind of local, I'm just another local kid from the street, getting paid for my vocals. There is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
There is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
There is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
There is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
There is something you can't understand.
I've been going all the dumb stuff just because nothing is coming from it. I'm not gonna waste no time running around my gas be humming. Coming, coming at ya.
Sorry that I had to get ya.
Time for some action, just a fraction of friction. I got the clearance to run the interference into your satellite, shining a bad light.
Shake it to get,
and I know that'll get you right. Here's an example, just a little sample.
How I could just kill a man.
One time tried to come in my home. Take my chrome, I said, do it soon. Take cover, son, or your ass stop. Like my cone, then I watched the rookie pass out. Didn't let the blast out, but I did anyway. That young punk had to pay.
So I just killed a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Oh, I could just kill a man.
Thank you.
one of the many missions that I have to establish. To light my spliff, ignite your within sight. So if you ain't down, the hell with it. Say something, punk, tried to get you for your auto. Would you call it one time and play the wrong model? No, I think you play like a thug. Next year the shot of a magnum slug. Humming, coming at ya. Sorry that I had to gotcha. How do you know where I'm at when you haven't been where I've been? Understand where I'm coming from when you're up on the hill in your big home. I'm out here risking my dome just for a bucket or a fast bucket, just to stay alive, yo, I gotta say damn. Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
Or I could just kill a man.
All I wanted was just
And that was Cypress Hill with How I Could Just Kill a Man. All he wanted was a Pepsi. Anyway, Cypress Hill, not as big as they used to be, of course, but many artists found them a very big influence on them coming up and out. One of the big bands who covered one of their songs, and I remember this because I went to actually go and pick up this album when it was released back in 1999, 2000, at my local CD shop. One of the big bands that covered them was, of course, Rage Against the Machine on their album Renegades. So here's Rage Against the Machine with one of my favourite tracks from their debut album, Know Your Enemy.
Yeah. dreams, all of which are American dreams, all of which are American dreams, all of which are American dreams.
And that was Rage Against the Machine with Know Your Enemy, one of my favorite tracks, as I said, from their debut album. Of course, Rage Against the Machine, like many other bands, came to an end back in the early days of the 2000s. And for a long time, the guitarist, Tom Morello, and the bassist, and I believe actually the drummer, spent a lot of time playing with another band, Audioslave, whose lead singer was Chris Cornell. You may not know this, but Chris Cornell started off as a singer in a band called Soundgarden, one of the big grunge groups from the 1990s. And here's one of my favourite songs by Soundgarden, Spoon Man. And that was Spoon Man by Soundgarden. Chris Cornell, as I mentioned earlier, being the singer on that track, has a very illustrious career. He's got quite a few singles with his own name on it, as they say, and some really good solo albums. But perhaps he's most well known for doing the theme tune to one of the most popular Bond movies of recent times, that's Casino Royale. And definitely Daniel Craig's first outing as James Bond. Of course, many people have sung Bond themes through the years. In fact, I can think of five that I really like, and it could be a bit difficult to choose the one which I would want to listen to, but if I had to pick one and one only, I think this is probably the best of all the Bond themes, at least in my opinion, and I hope you agree. This is Carly Simon with The Spy Who Loved Me. Was Carly Simon with The Spy Who Loved Me. And that, as they say, is that. That was The Chain, ladies and gentlemen. A journey through my twisted musical mind. So, if you have any ideas for songs to send me, by all means, please hit me up on Twitter at JazzGBO, JAZZGBO. We'll get in contact and see if you can send me an audio thing for me to put in the beginning of the show. And become part of the show itself. I hope you all enjoyed it. It was a musical mishmash from all over the place. My name has been Jazz, and that, ladies and gentlemen, was The Chain. Good night.